Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I'm going to answer the controversial question, is it always God's will to heal? Now, no matter where you fall on this issue, there are false teachers who are lying to you, and it's time to put a stop to this nonsense immediately. So are you ready? Let's go.
You know, everybody desires to be well. I don't know anybody that enjoys being sick, but sad to say, a lot of people have been taught that God wants you sick. They either are taught that God does it to you specifically because He gets glory out of you suffering, it's His way of breaking you, or some people just believe that God is disinterested and He doesn't do things like that today, that God doesn't heal people. But I tell you, if you read the Bible is replete with Jesus healing people, and He said the works that He did we would do also. It also says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers."
Well, there was false teacher Andrew Womack as he twists God's Word right in front of you. Sadly, many people follow and believe this man. Did you hear what he said right there? First, he tried to quote John 14, verse 12, the verse where Jesus said, "Greater works would we do." Well, let's see. Can we do anything greater than Jesus? The answer is no. He healed the sick, casted out demons, raised the dead. There's nothing greater than that. So the verse is not talking about what he claims. It's about the scope of what Jesus did. Remember, Jesus went around and ministered and preached the gospel to people around Israel. But now we can take the word of God and minister to people around the world. Then he goes and tries to quote 3 John verse 2. Now, yes, it does say what he said, but there's not one ounce of theology or doctrine in that verse. It was simply a common greeting by the Apostle John. When he wishes them well, it's not saying, hey, you know what? God wants you absolutely healthy and well and prosperous. No, that's the false prosperity gospel, which is a false gospel. But again, false teachers love to rip verses out of context and make it say whatever they want so they can control the narrative and deceive people. So let's look at three verses before we get too far into this and see what the Bible has to say. Exodus 4, verse 11 says, "The Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord?'" So you see right there, God causes things in our life to happen. But let's go further. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says this, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." So again, right there, God is the one causing all things to work together for our good. Did you also notice that he said all things, not some things? I mean, think about that. That would include sickness. You know what? You'll never hear a false teacher ever use these verses because it disproves and exposes their fake ministry. So if sickness is caused and allowed by God, is there a solution? Let's look at our third verse, which is James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It says, "Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." See, I believe that God can cause and allow sickness for several reasons. Number one, to teach us to come to Him. Number two, to humble us. Number three, to cause us to realize that we are not God and that we need Him. Number four, to show us God's goodness and His power. And number five, so that God would get the glory once we have been healed. But false teachers love to claim that it is always God's will to heal, and they spout this nonsense to draw in the hurting and the gullible. Look at Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, who claims that it's always God's will to heal. Oh, really?
Does God ever cause sickness? Does God ever choose not to heal? What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Jesus was, these are three really easy questions, which... Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of a boat in the middle of a life-threatening storm. He was sleeping because the world he was living in had no storm. He was living in a realm of kingdom reality. He was actually living in a realm called peace. When they woke him up, he stood and looked at the storm, and it says he released peace over the storm. Now, how did he release peace? Because he had it to give. We know he had it because he slept in the storm. So you can only give away what you have. Can God give away sickness? No, he's not sick. You can't give cancer if you don't have it. Question number two. Does God ever choose not to heal? No.
Wow, Bill. So according to you, God doesn't cause sickness because he doesn't have it to give out. What? Said no verse ever. And then he says that Jesus always heals people. Well, let's test that unbiblical nonsense of yours. Bill Johnson wears prescription eyewear. In essence, he has bad eyesight. He wears glasses. You can see that in the picture right here. So did Jesus just forget to heal Bill of his bad eyesight? I mean, think about this. Also, Bill's wife, Benny Johnson, died last year of cancer. So if Jesus already paid for it and it's always his will to heal, then why does he still wear glasses and doesn't have his wife with him today? If what Bill says doesn't work for him, then why would you believe and think it will work for you? Watch this.
You were in Brazil speaking, and yes. You got a call no son ever wants to get. You have meetings, and miracles are going on, and you get a phone call. What were you informed?
I got a call that my dad had what we thought was going to be a minor procedure. When they opened him up, they found that he had pancreatic cancer, which is one of the worst kinds of cancer you can have. I was there with my really dear friend, Randy Clark, joining him in it.
Now, you have two great miracle ministries, and your own dad calls, and he has an impossible situation. Just out of curiosity, what went through your mind when he said that to you?
It's time for a miracle. It was time for a miracle. So I got released from Randy to fly home immediately. I caught the next flight out and flew home. And then over the next several months, spent many, many times ministering to him, praying for him, away from him, you know, as well in prayer, and just contending for that breakthrough, for that miracle.
But you didn't have a miracle.
No.
So your dad died.
I want you guys to think about this a second. Believing Bill Johnson and the whole healing thing is like going to the gym and needing to lose weight. And you sign up for training with this trainer who's 500 pounds and doesn't have 1 ounce of muscle in his body. Would you want to be trained from someone like that? Absolutely not. Bethel hypes people up on getting their healing and breakthrough by going through fire tunnels and standing under glory clouds. But it's absolutely pure fantasy. Remember the 2-year-old little girl named Olive who died at Bethel Church a number of years ago? I mean, they tried everything they could to raise her from the dead. They decreed, they declared, they even sang songs to try to call her out of the grave. But yet nothing happened. Why? Because it's not always God's will to heal. If you want proof, here are some examples of people who were not healed in the Bible. Let's start in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23. Paul told Timothy to take wine for his frequent stomach ailments. I mean, why didn't Paul just heal him or declare him healed in Jesus' name? Also in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20, Paul left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Philippians 2, verse 27, Epaphroditus was sick to the point of death. Galatians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, Paul had a bodily illness. And finally, in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14, Elisha got sick and died. So you see right there, it is not always God's will to heal everyone. Here's another famous example of a false teacher who teaches that it's always God's will to heal, yet it doesn't work out for him.
Jesus never told anybody, "I'd love to heal you, but it's not your time." He never said, "I'd love to heal you, but obviously you need more faith." Never, ever once did he say that. Why would I have an excuse in my mouth that wasn't in my King's? This upsets people. This makes people mad. "Don't you try to tell me I didn't have faith." I didn't say you didn't have faith. Swallow it, because Jesus preached it.
So according to Todd White, healing is guaranteed and should be instantaneous. Oh, really? Watch this.
My greatest prayer for those first 30 days was help. Jesus, help.
Yeah.
He's my everything. And so for me to get sick with this, which I know is a demonic strategy, a demonic attack to take us off course for what God has. And I know that all sickness comes from the devil. It says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil. So all sickness and all oppression comes from hell, regardless of what the doctors said it was from, because they said it was from a virus. Well, where does a virus come from? Hell. Yeah. All sickness comes from hell itself.
So first, Todd White says it's always God's will to heal. Then he gets very sick and has to be on bed rest for 90 days and be on several powerful medications. Yet he says that all sickness is from the devil. Absolutely not. We've already seen in the Bible that God allows and even causes sickness. See, false teachers always want to blame Satan instead of their own actions, or trust God that he may be doing something through a certain situation. If you don't believe me, I want you to look at this verse to really back it up. It's 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. It says, "Then the Lord struck the child that Uriah's widow bore to David, so that he was very sick." I mean, did you catch that? Did you see who caused the sickness? It was the Lord, not Satan, like Todd White claims. See, the sad part in all this is that false teachers always tell these big, grandiose stories of healing that keep people super excited and sucks them in and gets them to believe that anyone can be healed, that God guarantees it. I mean, just come forward, get smacked over the head with a coat by Benny Hinn, and bam, you're going to be healed. But that is a bunch of lies. From Benny Hinn to Todd White to Bill Johnson to Francis Chan, they tell stories, yet there is never 1 ounce of proof.
When I was in that village 2 weeks ago, no believers. They don't even have a comprehension of healing. And I'm going, "God, please, please hear." People started coming forward for healing. Every person I touched was healed. You guys, okay. This is craziness to me. I have never experienced this in 52 years.
Think about this a second. With all the technology that we have today, or even just a cell phone, not one bit of evidence to prove what Francis Chan said was true. We're just supposed to take his word for it that he healed the whole entire village. Come on, you guys. This man is a fraud. And when they tell these stories, it's always about them. It pumps them up and makes them look like they are some spiritual giants. Finally, I want to address the most famous and twisted scripture on healing. And I'm sure many of us have used this before we really knew what it said. That's Isaiah 53, verse 5. It says, "But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our peace fell upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed." People love to quote this verse and use it to say that Jesus hung on the cross so we would be healthy. No more sickness, no more tummy aches, no more boo-boos, no more cancer. Absolutely not. I want you to look at the words in this verse. You see right there, transgressions. That's pesha in Hebrew, which means rebellion. And then you see iniquities, which is avon in Hebrew, which means perversity or depravity. So you see, there is nowhere in that verse where Jesus died so that you could not be sick. No, Jesus died to set you free from the penalty and the power of sin.
Hallelujah!
That's wow.
The healing Jesus paid for is spiritual healing, you guys. I also believe this verse is a confession of Israel when they are saved. It's not a prophecy of the life of Jesus. Because if you notice, all the verbs are in the past tense. He was pierced. He was crushed. So again, I want you to ask yourself, is it always God's will to heal? And the answer is no. So does God still heal today? The answer is yes, he absolutely does. But it's in his way and his time. And it's not up to you and it's not up to me. It's not because we decreed and we declared and use our powerful words or we commanded God to act. Absolutely not. So many people have walked away from God because they were told by false teachers that God wants to heal you. It's always God's will to heal. Just come to Jesus and everything's going to be wonderful. And then nothing happened. Or they went to a Benny Hinn crusade and again, nothing happened. And as a result, they began to doubt God, or they doubted that they were saved, and it devastated them. See, we have to understand that we are not God, and we are not little gods, and that healing is up to the Lord, not up to us. So when you're sick next time, what should you do? Here are three things I want you to consider. Number one, pray and ask the Lord to heal you from your sickness. Number two, take appropriate action to deal with your sickness. Go to the doctor, take some medicine, rest. And number three, trust the Lord, realizing that the results are up to him.